Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. I'm Hunter Hughes, and it's all brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, and today we do have a live one for you with Allegra Deschain back on our program. How are you? How are you, Allegra?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm happy to be back.
Did you turn your clocks forward last night?
This morning, yeah. iPhone did it for me before that.
Were you informed of setting your clock forward by our show here this morning?
I was, so, but that was only after I woke up and heard it.
I got you. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
This is a song off my upcoming album, actually, called Hold Me.
Excellent. Here's Allegra Deschain here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It may seem like I'm untouchably strong, always happy with the person I've become. Pretending is a game I've started to win, lying to myself over and over again. But I'm not a rock, not an island, just a knick-knack. I'm not a diamond, just a human with some bruises, trying to be better than the old me. May come off like I'm familiar with success, like a killer queen, always ready to impress. A game so strong, I convince myself I'm winning, so no one sees just how fast my mind is spinning. But I'm not a rock, not an island, just a knick-knack. Oh, I'm not a diamond, bruises, trying to be better than the old me. But sometimes I just need someone. At first glance I might look like a person you'd want to be. Oh, on the surface I might look like a woman content to be me. But not an island, just a knick-knack. No, I'm not a diamond, just a human with some bruises, trying to be better than the old me. I'm not a rock, I'm not an island. Oh, I'm just a knick-knack, a trinket, not a diamond. No, I'm just a human with some bruises.
Allegra Deschain here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, We have this live right now up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Wow, that was a great song. Yeah?
Thank you.
Are you there? Are you there?
I like it. I love it.
And you got a new album, coming out. You must be excited.
I am really excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Evolution.
Evolution.
Yeah, it's 10 songs. It's got actually 4 of the previous singles that I released this last year, including, and then with Toast, Me Time, Typical Mess, and Drive.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got 6 more brand new songs.
Wow. Do you have any videos coming out with it or anything like that? Or?
Yes, I will. I will be shooting another music video I'm hoping this month.
Uh-huh.
So.
Now, you have the album coming out. You have some special things coming up with it, right? When is it coming out, first of all?
The album will be available for purchase on May 1st.
Uh-huh.
And the release show, which will be a full band show here in Norfolk, will be on May 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Friday.
And where is that going to be?
It's 90%, so I might not say, but you can follow me on the social networks, of course, Allegra Duchesne anywhere,
mm-hmm.
or AllegraDuchesne.com. And that will have the venue and the availability to purchase tickets on that site. That is brand new, updated, looking good.
So these 6 songs you say you've never released before, are they older songs or are they brand new or
these
what?
These are brand new. These are specifically, it's like kind of a full tailored album as albums kind of used to be. Front to back, the way that it's formed, it kind of takes you on a journey from the beginning to the end.
Are there going to be hard copies of this, or is it all digital?
It's all digital.
Okay.
Yep.
So that means it's on every streaming service out there.
Correct. Yep. All the streaming services.
Well, that should be exciting. That's very exciting still. And now, if anyone else wants to purchase it, is it on iTunes or something like that? Or
yep, it will be on my website.
Oh.
It'll be on AllegraDuchesne.com.
Oh, okay, okay. And you've been working on this website, you just said, right?
I have been, tirelessly.
You do all your work on it yourself?
So far, yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
I've been thinking about employing, you know, the help of someone who knows what they're doing, but I'm learning, and I keep saying, okay, I think I got this. So I just keep going with it.
I understand. Now, I was watching TV about a couple of months ago, maybe, and I happened to see you.
No way.
You were on TV.
I was?
You were. Shall we tell them why you were on TV?
Was that the Porcella?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Are you really instrumental in Porcella, or did they just say we wanted to find somebody who's playing Porcella?
I like to think that I'm instrumental in Porcella, but last year was my first year playing. It was really our first, you know, kind of year settled here, and it was amazing. Not last year, because it's 2024, so 2022, I was, you know, found out about it, that it was a live music event, everybody, you know, on porches around the neighborhood. It seemed so, so cool, and I jumped right on board. And when it came back around this year, I was just ecstatic because, you know, I have the new album coming out. I have all this new material. I've been here for longer, so I had more people, you know.
You were acclimated, too.
I was acclimated, too. Yeah. So, it was amazing, and I think that I can't wait for every year for Porcella, because it's such a cool event. You know, it's just so communal, and it is just so fun and so upbeat and so holiday kind of festive, and everyone's out with their dogs and their kids and their little roadie drinks and, you know, just like wandering around the neighborhood and chatting it up with neighbors and getting to know people and listening to live music, which is so great.
Now, this was in December then, right?
Yes.
You know, are they going to do it again this December, you think? Or are they going to change the dates around or anything like that?
No, I'm pretty sure it's going to be another kind of a holiday time event.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you can actually do some Christmas songs during the Porcello, I suppose.
You can, if you like.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, that's really cool.
We should write a Christmas song.
We're talking with Allegra DeShane here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song for us?
I would love to.
And is this one going to be off the album as well?
This one is.
And
this is the last song on the album.
The last song on the album. Is there some reason? Did you decide this has to be the last song on the album?
Yes.
Is there some reason?
It's called Proud, and it's actually the one song that I wrote during kind of pandemic years. All mm-hmm. the other ones have been brand new, but this one fit so well, and I had never produced it until recently.
I see.
And it is a song about, I mean, the album is called Evolution,
mm-hmm.
and it's about growth, it's about self-love, it's about positive change and the struggles of being human and making mistakes and learning and growth. And this last song it's kind of a ballad. It's kind of a power ballad. It's got a lot of piano in it.
Okay.
And
you play the piano on the song?
I try.
I'm sure you do just fine. I'm sure you do just fine. Okay, well, here's Allegra DeShane here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Life is passing faster than it ever has. I remember when a day felt like a year. But the lines around my eyes are growing deeper now. Each morning another memory comes to surface. I forget sometimes how many things I've done. But my parenthetic smile, well, it reminds me now. Still somehow I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Wow. Allegra DeShane here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
That sounds like a great song to end an album with, I must say.
I'm telling you, it was kind of built for the end of an album.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like a lot of the songs that you are playing are about growing and searching. And
yes.
Is that accurate, you think?
Oh, my gosh, 100%.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes. Life is such an interesting game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
It's just, I mean, the incredible amounts of change and growth that happen, especially, you know, after being a musician since I was in my teens,
mm-hmm.
you know, now as a 42-year-old woman, mm-hmm. still doing it and still just still learning and still figuring things out and not knowing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that I know nothing, you know, that's the thing that just keeps like coming back up is that the more I learn, the more I really realize that I have no idea what I'm doing and that, you know, adults don't. And when we were kids, we looked at all these adults and we thought, man, they're adults. That means that they know things. And when you get there, it's like, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, this is not your first rodeo. You did another record as well, right?
I've had a few other records.
Yeah, yeah. You had quite a few records. The last one was what, Little Victories, or is it, there's been one since then?
It was, well, I had a few singles out since Little Victories, but the last full album was Little Victories.
Did you try to do something different with this album than you did on that one?
Oh, 100%.
What would you say is different?
Little Victories, was a very, it had a lot of kind of Americana folk, slightly country mm-hmm. vibe to it. This one is way more pop. It's pop rock, you know. Pop ballads, pop is where I've kind of wanted to go my entire life, but I've never found the right producer. And so moving to Norfolk, I was actually able to find someone who saw my ideas and saw my vision and wanted to create this pop album. And he's a pop producer. And it's been so, so exciting. This is absolutely my best work to date.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for it to be listened to. I can't wait to play it live. I can't wait for it to you know, be released. It's just, it's been a minute since I've had it all completed too. And I'm ready to share it.
Who is your producer?
His name is Grant Hart.
Uh-huh.
And he's in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Grant Hart Productions.
Oh, wow. And is this being mixed here and put together here? Or are you doing...
He does the whole thing.
He does the whole thing.
I roll into the studio. I lay down the kind of vocal tracks and guitar track. And we talk about it. We talk about what I'm aiming for, kind of what songs I want it to kind of emulate, sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I give him the reins and he creates these masterpieces. I mean, it's... I'm not to toot my horn. It's the work that I'm talking about is his. He's exceptional.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you said that this is more pop oriented. Are you hearing in your music any other artists out there that you've been listening to? What made you want to move in this position?
You know,
direction.
I've always wanted to be a pop artist, and I've always been kind of not pigeonholed, but you know, being a woman with an acoustic guitar,
mm-hmm.
people have certain ideas that they walk into a show or walk into, you know, your recorded music online, and they already have an idea of what they're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And up until now, it's been very singer-songwriter, and which is great. I mean, singer-songwriter is technically what I am. I am a songwriter, and it's very lyric-focused, lyric-heavy storytelling,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially folk. But I love the idea of being a pop artist and being a folk pop or pop folk or pop rock.
Gotcha.
But something, you know, upbeat, radio friendly, you know, something that a lot of different people can listen to. And in, while listening to it, actually start hearing folk singer-songwriter lyrics
right
in a pop atmosphere.
Gotcha. Oh. Well, you mentioned, though, that you're going to have this party with your band.
Yes.
Who's going to be in this band?
It's this is the first time that we're all going to play together.
Okay.
Well, some of us have played together before.
Okay.
But it's my drummer, Paige Miller. She is phenomenal. She is a drum teacher as well in Ashland.
Oh, okay.
And she and I do a lot of duets together. She comes down. I'll go up to Ashland. We're actually playing up there at Iron Horse next weekend on Friday from 8 to 11, if you're in Ashland. And I've got a pianist and a bassist who I've never played with before. So I'm looking forward to... I'm looking forward to new experiences.
That's right. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a new experience.
Yeah.
I guess you got some rehearsal ahead of you if you've never played with them before. Huh?
You know, that's the good thing about, you know, getting involved with great musicians is that you can give them the tracks, they can learn the tracks, and they can do the work.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. We're talking with Allegra Deschain here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us? I think we can squeeze it in here.
I would love to.
What is this song?
This one's called Don't Call Me Baby, and it's also on the album.
Excellent. Here's Allegra Deschain here on Hunter at Sunrise.
A little bit funny, a little bit kind, and sometimes unpredictable when I speak what's on my mind. A little bit crass when I've had a little drink. A little bit sad when I've had a little think. And I tend to give it all, even when I'm empty. And the business seems to balance out the blame. So don't call me baby. Yeah. No, I don't need you to name me. You label me. There's just too much inside me. I am everything, everywhere in one body, oh. And your smooth talk couldn't possibly tame me. So don't call me baby. A little bit loud, a little bit sexy. If you put in a little effort, well, now you just might impress me. A little bit cautious and a whole lot of love. A little guard down when we fit just like love. And I tend to take risks, though I know that it may change me. I'm not looking for somebody else to save me. So don't call me baby. No, I don't need you to name me, you label me. There's just too much inside me, yeah. I am everything, everywhere in one body, oh. And your smooth talk couldn't possibly tame me. So don't call me baby, yeah.
Yeah. Allegra DeShane here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, this has been very enjoyable. It's been a lot of fun, and I really wish you the best with this album. And what is it called again?
Evolution. Yes.
And it's coming out May 1st, and then you've got this CD release party at a venue near you that you're going to name later, right?
Yes, that's correct. It will be in Norfolk. It will be on May 3rd. And you can purchase tickets online at AllegraDuchesne.com.
Okay. And you want to spell Duchesne for people, so...
It's D-U-C-H-A-I-N-E.
Yes.
And Allegra spelled like the medication.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming down here on your Sunday to do this, especially on one where you lose an hour of sleep. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me. This was really fun.
Excellent. Allegra DeShane here on Hunter at Sunrise.